detail. Ten. Hut. Please rise. Post the colors. Please be seated. Now call upon Brian Wilcutt, the chaplain of Post 41, for the invocation. Brian.
Let us be in prayer. O God of hosts, we bow our heads in thankfulness for the victories thou hast granted us. To us and to those peoples who have united with us to stamp out the evils of aggression, intolerance, and greed, we beseech thee to bring the blessings of understanding to the families and friends in this and other lands of those who have given their lives that men may be free. Grant, O God, that those closest to the fallen may mingle the pain of their losses with the ennobling light of sacrifice for civilization, sacrifice for a better world for this and other generations yet unborn. Grant us too, O God, the courage to so live with the family of nations around the world that the end of strife will be the beginning of enduring peace. Grant us patience in planning with our fellow men and women a world in which nations may resolve their differences by peaceful means. Touch thou the souls of people in every land with the enduring light of wisdom so they may form a brotherhood which will strive to further the arts of peace under laws and ethics blessed by thy love. Grant us now thy continued blessing upon unity and strength that makes victories possible in war, that we may win greater victories of peace. Amen.
Good day today and welcome to the Veterans Memorial here in Keokuk. And nice to see so many of you out here on an overcast, a little bit of a raw day, but the weather so far is accommodating, and we're certainly glad you are here. First of all, we have some introductions of some guests here. The mayor of the city of Keokuk, Tom Marion. Paul George, the director of cemetery here in Keokuk. And a very, very special welcome to members of Jack and May the Krause family. And later in the service, we will be dedicating the two flagpoles and the flags that you see flying now at the front of the memorial to Jack and Matha. So thank you all very much for that. Also want to welcome the members of the press, Gate City Public Radio, and the simulcast on KOKX Radio. And as always, the Arrowwoods, who do such a great job for our public relations and our PA system here today, as well as the music. Certainly the members of the American Legion Post 41 firing party are here, and we want to thank all of you, certainly, for being here on Veterans Day. So, without further ado, We're going to go ahead and hear from our mayor, the mayor of the city of Keokuk, Mr. Tom Marion. Tom?
Thank you for allowing me to be part of, of this celebration dedicated to the brave men and women who have and continue to serve their country. We recognize that all our veterans have given something of themselves to this country, and some have given all, laying down their lives to defend the freedoms we hold so dear. May we always be humbly grateful to those brave American patriots who suffered and sacrificed for the glory of God and for the freedom of America. For those soldiers who have stood guard in peacetime and those who have seen the terror, the horror, and inhumanity of combat, and to those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, let it be said that our soldiers have been there for America, defending the Constitution of the United States. To all our veterans, we have a simple yet heartfelt message. Thank you. Thank you for your unwavering service in peacetime and war here in this nation and throughout the world. For all veterans, regardless of their service and the era in which they have served, they have paid the price time and time again. They have defended America through both the best and worst of times, and they have performed their duties tirelessly with little recognition and fanfare. They have sought neither fortune nor fame. It was merely a simple love of America and the freedoms we all cherish so much. Soldiers know what it is like to stand guard in the chill of night while others sleep. They understand the meaning of hardship, standing watch at freedom's frontier far from their loved ones. It is this devotion to their duty that gives us all strength. And this year is the 100th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address, and I think it's quite pertinent. I want to read a section. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Let all veterans go from this place with their heads held high, spirits lifted, and pride in your hearts for what you have done to preserve the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Thank you, Tom. Now call upon Paul George from the Keokuk National Cemetery Veterans Administration for his remarks. Paul?
Thank you, Pat. And I always forget to thank the Honor Guard for everything you guys do. These guys are out with us. 100-degree weather, below zero, snow, rain. We have yet to ever have buried a veteran without them present, and that's an amazing feat. So I just want to say thanks to the Honor Guard. And to Pat, we wouldn't do this without Pat. He heads up the whole thing and really does a phenomenal job. And also added Dustin this year. Glad to have you. It's really awesome to have that bugle out there playing rather than having our radio system do it. So everything's going very well at the National Cemetery. Everybody that's a part of it is doing just a tremendous job, and I thank you. I also thank the community. I see a wonderful turnout here today. It's always good to see that what we do is not overlooked. For us at the National Cemetery, every day is Veterans Day for us. We walk around those headstones, and sometimes you just wonder, you know, if people forget, and every single time we get up here, all of you are here, and we realize that, indeed, you never do forget, and I thank all of you for that. Just real quick, I want to mention a couple of really great things that are going on at the cemetery, for the National Cemetery down the road here. We had a great year. We put in a lot of anchoring systems to hold the headstones straighter. We've cleaned all the headstones. We've done a lot of grounds renovation that won't be finished till spring, but we're trying to get it looking nice for you. And for those of you who have been on the other side and wonder what's going on, you'll see a lot of construction. We are now placing in 500 pre-placed crypts in order to try to help save our cemetery some time. They do save space, and they save the taxpayer dollar at the end of the day, and it's always our goal to extend the life of the only national cemetery in the state of Iowa and one of the original 14. So we're always trying to do better things to try to make it look nicer for all of you to visit, or we're trying to do things to make it last longer so they have room for me when I go. So I invite all of you to swing by, come by the office sometime. We're there Monday to Friday, or stick around after the ceremony and tap me on the shoulder. We'll be glad to talk about some of the things going on. But most of all, it's good to be out here today doing the most important thing we could do today, and that is honor our veterans. Just proud to be a part of you.
Thank you very much, Paul. I would like to invite the members of the Krause family that are here to please come up here to the side of the podium. If they would like to come up, please. It is very, very pleasing to note that I knew both Jack and Matha and the members of their family, not all of you, but most of you. And for you to think of this hallowed place to memorialize your parents is very, very appreciated. And so, if you would please, I would like you to stand here while our chaplain, Brian Wilcutt, dedicates your flags and flagpole. Brian?
Again, let us be in prayer. Almighty God, judge over people and nations, we stand before thee today as loyal servants of our country, grateful for its splendid heritage. We ask thy blessing upon our great republic. May America ever remain free and mighty and true to her best ideals. Bless the President of the United States and all public servants, that they may walk in justice before thee, and all their acts may rebound to the greater welfare of our people. We pray thy blessing upon our flag, the emblem of the republic. May it float forever over a free land. May our ancient watchword, "In God we trust," ever live, and may the faith of our fathers guide, protect, and sustain our people. We ask thy blessing upon our veterans. May we who served our country in war continue in times of peace to serve and to shield America throughout all our days. May this edifice serve for the good of the many. In service to the living, may it be a memorial to the dead. May we be eager and steadfast in our devotion to justice, freedom, and democracy. May we be ever loyal to our country and to our God. May our service to the sick and disabled, to the community, the state, and the nation merit and have thy guidance and thy blessing, O Lord. Finally, we remember in love before thee our departed comrades who showed their loyalty in their lives and sealed it with their deaths. We pray especially for our comrades in hospitals and homes and wherever they may be, sick in mind and body. May their pain be eased and their burdens be lifted, and may their heroic example be an everlasting inspiration. May thy spirit rest upon this service. May it uplift us all to the constant devotion to thy teachings and to the welfare of our country. Amen.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance and the final dedication of these flags and flagpoles. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. These flags and flagpole are now dedicated to the memory of Jack and Matha Krause. Thank you very much. Anybody want to say anything? We're trying to see if some member of the family would like to speak, but Bear, do you wish to say anything? No. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Diane Kearns is here with us, I have a message to read from Jerry Kearns to all of you on Veterans Day. He's up in Davenport right now, but Diane is here representing him. Greetings to all on this Veterans Day. I regret that my work today prevents me from attending the ceremony. Today we pause to honor the service of generations of veterans and reflect on the sacrifices they and their families have made for our great country. As ranking member of the Iowa House Veterans Committee, I have been honored to support legislation on the state level that has enhanced the lives of many of our veterans. Let's honor and support today and every day those who wear our nation's uniform and live up to the sacrifices generations of veterans have made for us. Thank you to our veterans, past and present, who have served us so well. Thank you, the Honorable Jerry Kearns. Please be seated for this musical interview.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching. Of 100 circling camps, they have built for him an altar in the evening dews and gaps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His days marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah.
now customary. It is now customary to salute our fallen. Please stand. Commander, hold tight. Take charge of your firing party and salute the fallen.
Detail attention. Color guard, color guard, present palm. Firing party, port palm. Unlock, prepare to fire. Ready, aim, fire. Ready, aim, fire. Ready, aim, fire. Present palm.
Present arms. Please remain standing for the national anthem. Now call upon the chaplain for the benediction.
Let us be in prayer. O God, eternal Father and everlasting King of heaven and earth, we render you acknowledgement of your supreme dominion over us and gratitude for your paternal solicitude and watchfulness. As we gather here in humble recognition of your divine providence, we beseech you to usher into our world of confusion and doubt the peace and tranquility which alone can come from you. Bless and protect our nation. Be merciful to our honored dead, the memory of whose valor, courage, and heroism inspires us to noble action and to the eternal vigilance in the preservation of our priceless liberty and of our inalienable rights to enduring happiness. Guide and direct our minds to a thorough understanding of our duties to you, to our country, and to one another. Awaken in our hearts the desire and the will to accomplish the ideals for which this nation exists, so that out of our determination and endeavor there may emerge a better world, a world founded upon faith and understanding, a world dedicated to preserving the individual rights and dignity of man. a world of tolerance and justice, a world intent on loving and serving you, our Lord and Master. Amen.
We will now retire the colors. Detail, 10, hut. Color guard, port arms. Right. Retire the colors. Present arms. Just a couple of things, announcements before we let you go today. Legion Hall's open after this. I think it's maid rights and stuff today, so come on down. Yeah, they're shaking their head. Yeah, they know. Okay, so you're invited down there, 727 Main. Please come down. And then at 1:30, not at Junior High this year, it's at George Washington Central, or George Washington, or Washington Central. It's at the grade school. Okay. We'll get it right pretty soon. There's going to be a veterans event just like they have at the junior high. This year they're going to take the junior high band down there. And so that is where your veterans assembly is going to be held at 1:30 at George Washington School. Thank you. You are dismissed.